everyone, and welcome back to a Tanisha.com podcast. This week we are going to talk about social media and being offended. So if you're easily offended, this is for you, but also maybe avoid it. I don't know, it's your choice. Okay, so social media, the enormous, invisible, ever available art gallery, comedy show, encyclopedia, and horror film at our fingertips. Our friend, our teacher, our worst enemy, and our biggest ally. It's not news to anybody that we live in a time where the rise of social media facilitates the fact that, at least in the first world, anybody can post any statement they like, and it is then subject to the possible scrutiny of the rest of the online world. Millions of people get to have their say on whether tomato sauce belongs on the fridge or the pantry, or if pineapple belongs on pizza. It's honestly incredible. However, some people, mostly the boomers, namely, are angry because you can't have an opinion without offending someone. And here's the thing, right? They're not wrong. But it's always been that way. It's just that the age of social media means that people are way more likely to come across opinions that differ from their own. That can be really confronting. Generally, people are shocked and offended when they're faced with the realization that not everyone feels the same way that they do. Not everyone is on their side, not everyone has lived their experience and built up this frame of reference that they have. And it can be really confronting to see things outside of your own perspective. In this way, absolutely everything you say has the potential to offend someone. It's just that now, when you scream something rude or discriminative or offensive into the void, you're faced with the response to it. Sometimes that response is bigger than the one you get in person, but regardless, you can see it in front of you. 20 to 30 years ago, the only opinions you ever heard were the ones of your peers and your family and your community, which probably aligned pretty closely to yours, considering they brought you up. The internet means that people can access and assert opinions that exist outside of their own personal experience. When handled and engaged with, it can be confronting, but it can also create change and growth. Learning to let go of the idea that your experience and opinion is the most correct answer can be incredibly freeing. There's no shame in admitting that you're wrong, and there's always benefit in engaging in conversation under the assumption that you are wrong and that this person knows something that you don't. But if you're sitting there and you're getting offended because people are offended, you're wasting your time and you're part of the group that you're complaining about. Putting arguments down to everyone so offended these days is a retaliation for not feeling heard or validated in your opinion, and in turn invalidating the other person's argument by belittling it. And it might be an excellent point that they're making, but you don't want to engage with it. You just want to say, everyone's so offended, and move on. I think people blame a lot of things on social media and on technology, when really it boils down to just being closed-minded. That said, there's obviously a difference between telling it how it is and being a dick. Although you are under no obligation to be nice in the sense that you don't have to be unproblematic or passive or quiet, you have every right to voice your opinion, you're allowed to take up space. Just consider doing so in a way that doesn't affect or attack or limit someone else's growth. Create empathy and grow from there. After all, why voice your opinion publicly if it will do more harm than good? You clearly care about something, but is it the issue or the argument? Stick up for others and stand up for yourself, sure. It's okay to be angry, it can be productive, but understand that it probably won't create real permanent change on its own. Anger makes a great jumping off point for social change, but it also only holds where there's education, empathy, and forgiveness alongside it. I think the most significant role model media-wise I've had is Chelsea Handler, for the simple fact that she's not afraid to take up space and speak her mind, but she's also insistent in learning about other people's experience of life. She recognises her privilege and, more importantly, addresses it, no matter how uncomfortable. She actively develops empathy and admits mistakes shamelessly for the sake of growth. Nothing is black and white. No one is entirely right or entirely wrong, because humans decided what was right and wrong. It's not even real. But attacking someone else and or their opinion won't do anything. You can speak to them with the aim of evening out their viewpoint or making them aware of yours, but not forcing them to agree. People are formed by their own experience, and that's valid. that said, there is a right and a wrong way to voice your opinion. Your right to voice your opinion doesn't take precedence over the responsibility to care for other human beings. Alongside the right to voice your opinion comes with the responsibility to educate yourself before announcing said opinion, empathise with other human beings, including not limited to and especially those who you disagree with, understanding how your personal experience has influenced this opinion, analyse why you are sharing it and what sharing it would achieve. What is your goal? Consider the opinion of the person challenging yours. Having an opinion isn't enough anymore. It might have never been. I'm not saying that words don't change anything, but talking about it is counterproductive if it's just words and words and words and you're not getting anywhere with it. We're all so busy trying to convince each other that climate change exists. Meanwhile, the world is decaying under our feet, you know? That is all. Thank you for listening today. Follow, like, comment, reshare, whatever you're doing, whatever device and whatever platform you're on. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Bye.